We look through the window of baseball for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice in Marvin Windows and Doors. And we have our family here at the Public House. It's a lot of fun. We all go through this together, and that's a baseball season.
With any luck, we're still not going to know on September 30th. I mean, you know, that's the beauty of it. I mean, there's a potential for some absolute craziness coming down here. You know, Dodgers-Giants being right up front for us, and you know, if that's happening, you don't really care what else is going on anywhere else. That's going to be great. I think it's going to happen.
How'd you like the game yesterday? Mm-hmm. And of course, you wrote about it. I haven't had a chance to read the whole paper today. I was so busy.
It's good,
Marty.
It's good.
I know, and you got a nice column right on the front of the sports section today.
It was a very good game. You know, Pence being out there, everybody agreed. You know, it's just to see him.
Yeah.
And, of course, he doubles to lead off with the first at-bat, just priceless. You know, with one arm swing, he almost hit it out, you know, and
then
falls out of the box. Classic. Classic Pence. He's chatting up everybody on the other team, and they're chatting. You know, just the guy's an infectious personality. But, you know, a lot of good things happened. I thought Nunez stolen base, and it turned out to be a wild pitch, and he coasted in. But he got there in a massive hurry. And if he is, you know, he's obviously not going to start every day if everybody's playing good. But what a threat off the bench. He can hit, but he can run. Put a guy in there and have a, you know, steal a base or two. That's the Giants don't really have that. I mean, Tomlinson can do that, but this guy is a little step above. So, you know, a lot of good things. The bullpen was great. I loved how Derek Law held Turner on the bag when they needed a steal. He never broke.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That was a baseball moment.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I said it with Ron Wotus this morning. I thought Law looked like a 20-year veteran.
That was tremendous.
He held the ball and held the ball, and Turner broke back to the bag.
Yeah, he was going the wrong way. And this guy can really, really run. Oh, my goodness, can he run. And he can hit. They're not going to trade him. You know, they weren't going to trade him for the reliever. They wound up getting Melanson, but they were not going to trade Turner at all.
No, Andrew Miller is now a Cleveland Indian. How about that?
Well, I was in Cleveland for the NBA Finals, and I got a little taste of, you know, the starvation there. Then, of course, it was satisfied by the Cavaliers. But now they want it all. They want every title. And they're going to get the baseball title now, and then they'll go right to the football title.
I love it. I think,
vice versa.
You know, the Yankees, look, look, you know, you get rid of Chapman, you get rid of Miller. Beltran, you're not keeping him.
Nah.
Well, it's a wasteland now there.
Really?
It's a wasteland.
McCann may go to the Braves. The Braves may try and get a piece of him to open up their new yard next year.
How do you not? I mean, I don't care what you do, but Nova is another one.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so strange to see the Yankees doing this, too. Scott Miller had a thing that the last time they were really active sellers at the deadline was the Ricky Henderson deal with the A's.
Which
Eric Plunk and Greg Catterae.
And Luis Polonia, the great Luis Polonia.
Yeah.
You know, you watch these young players being traded, and the Giants don't make – the Giants farm system is not in demand, apparently, because the Giants are in on all these people. And you watch the names and you look at the scouting reports of the players that get traded in these deals. They're all five-tool players, you know, the first – you know, prospect in the system and all that stuff. Giants don't have guys like that.
And, you know, and you find out guys like Byron Buxton and Jurickson Profar here 5 years after they were absolutely the number one prospect in the game are in the bigs but not tearing it up by any means and maybe never will. And the Giants, you know, they hope they've got a kid, Arroyo, who's going to be the next Duffy or Panic, a guy who can really just play the game, they think. And I just think it's going to be interesting to see how guys like we mentioned this yesterday, Arroyo, Bickford, and Beattie. How are they going to measure up against all these sensational athletes that are going to the Yanks?
Well, you got to play baseball. And and if you want to see the guys the Giants get, and FP Juniors here, you know this, you go to the Cape Cod League and watch the guys in the Cape Cod League. And that's those are the guys that eventually become the big leaguers.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. Another day left, and some big names still out there. Jay Bruce, that's going to be very interesting. If he goes to the Dodgers, that's a massive move for them. There was some stuff on Twitter that Dodgers sat out a couple kids in AA, two of their best guys, but maybe it was just random. Maybe it didn't mean anything, but they've got a kid, Bellinger, that's really, really good. His dad played in the bigs. He's one of those guys.
Well, you know, these people have to be traded. I mean, you know, Beltran, you can't keep him. I mean, I don't care if you give him away for, Carmen Q. I don't care what.
Carmen's worth more than A-Rod, I can assure you of that.
I don't care what you do, but, you know, and Jay Bruce is another one.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to get rid of these people, and you have – the thing about baseball is today you must rebuild. Mm-hmm. And you can rebuild by trading the people you have for these – you're getting number one, number three, number five prospects out of other organizations, and you can rebuild that way.
Yep. I always liked the way the Giants did it, you know, with Winskim and Posey and Kane and Duffy and Panic and Belt, the whole homegrown infield. There's nothing sweeter than that, and they did a masterful job. But, you know, they're right now we're seeing the flip side, and obviously the Yankees are going for full-on prospects, and it'll be interesting to see how their minor league system looks in a couple of years.
Well, we've got a race on our hands, 60-44. And there's 58 to go, and someone said this to me yesterday. I think it's true. The Giants go 30-28, which is barely above 500. That's 90 wins.
That they should get you in.
They had a lot of money in the bank.
Yeah, and they're not going to go 30-28. They're going to be way better than that, I think. And you know, for all the angst, you know, coming through the airwaves and the social media, 60-44, Pecan. I mean, come on, that's. It's a hell of a record. I mean,
yeah, but these last 2 weeks, you can't dismiss them.
Oh, no, but
and
I'm just saying.
It's just every element of their team. One night it's the bullpen. As you said, they looked fabulous yesterday, giving up three hits over five. And then you got a couple of games where they can't eat. They could barely score a run, and you're like, give me Jay Bruce. I don't know how they'd get him, but give me Jay Bruce. And then you have Matt Cain today, and you worry about the back end of the rotation. So I do think that the level of competition is showing a few of the warts. But yesterday's win makes you feel better all of a sudden. So I hear where you guys are coming from. I'm more reactive than the traditional baseball fan, I suppose.
I'm a long-haul guy. I see them being 7 or 8 over 500 the rest of the way.
Yeah, and they can play with anybody.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Bumgarner and Cueto can pitch with anybody. Mm-hmm. Samardzija should be able to pitch with anybody. Mm-hmm. The PV Kane, that's an issue as you get into August and the games get tougher, as you point out. But their lineup 1 through 8 can play with anybody.
And they have been playing with anybody, even during the slump.
They were 24 games over 500, right. Yeah. With that team.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen by – things don't happen by accident in baseball. They come in trends and things like that. So I think even though they've got a tough road ahead of them, they have the players to do it. Now, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun of it. You know, we could argue about it and talk about it, but you got to go out and win some games.
Yeah, I just think when they get everybody out there, and, you know, Panic looked a little bit off yesterday, although he came through with a big at-bat. When his head completely clears up and Duffy is out there with Pence, I mean, I just think that club's going to take off. Maybe not 13 in a row, but they're going to make it clear that they're the team to beat in this division.
You see Chapman blew the save yesterday?
Yeah. Another Cuban guy, Martins, a lefty. Boy, that's tough.
Yeah.
What he did was a very tough thing to do. It was 99 miles an hour.
Boy, what a park. Hey, I'll tell you something. I love the Cub thing. I really do. It's good for baseball. But you just listen to Pat Hughes on the air, and we love Pat Hughes from San Jose, and he's terrific. The way they took the lead, and the Cubs have taken the... I mean, you thought that the Cubs had just won the World Series in 1908. But and then all of a sudden, the runners are on base, and Chapman gives up the hit, and that's baseball, and you can't get away from it. Nothing is settled yet. Believe me, nothing is settled, and this is why we love the game, because of what's going to happen now. And a game is not settled in the seventh inning. And I say, until the Dodgers made that 27th out last night, it was still a game and a half.
Yeah, and after all this talk about Jay Bruce, he might get traded and immediately go 0-17. That could easily happen.
That's right.
Yeah. What the hell with this guy? What are we doing with him?
Or you bring Leak in or Beltran, and they get hurt right away.
Yeah.
Look at the Marlin thing. Look at Colin Ray.
Right away.
Four great innings against the Cardinals, and all of a sudden he says, you know, my elbow hurts. Oh. And he's on the DL today.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
What's Cashner doing today? Do we have the Marlins score yet?
I hear he shaved the beard, which is a good idea.
Apparently,
you're not a mountain man.
He doesn't
look
quite
player.
As good.
4-2 fish over the Cardinals.
4-2 fish of what
inning?
In
the bottom of the sixth.
Uh-huh. So Cashner's done. I still like Cashner.
I like Cashner, too.
I thought he would have been a good fit here.
Let me ask you guys about something. You talked about Cleveland yesterday making the moves this morning. But yesterday it was kind of fun that they had their Hall of Fame, Cleveland Hall of Fame inductions, including Jim Thome, Albert Bell, who was a real, real mercurial guy and part of one of the more famous moments of espionage in baseball history with the corked bat and Jason Grimsley going in the ducks to get it. That was awesome. Frank Robinson goes in, and I know Marty is one of the biggest Frank Robinson fans in all of baseball. Geez. But your guys' thoughts on Frank Robinson, I think, would be worth hearing.
It's in terms of Cleveland, you know, he was baseball's first black manager, which was a momentous occasion, but You know, I saw Frank play for the Cincinnati Reds at the L.A. Coliseum in 58 and 59, and he was right there with Aaron and Mays, a studly hitter, crowded the plate, didn't mind getting hit, tremendous base runner, took guys out on the double play, which you can't even do now. Insane home run hitter, went to the Orioles, Triple Crown,
yep.
World Series. I mean, even I covered a Dodger team that he was on, and he immediately became like the guy in the clubhouse and on the bus. He wasn't the same Frank Robinson, but absolute giant. Love the man.
Bill DeWitt of the Cincinnati Reds, the general manager in 1965, the winter, said he's an old 31.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's an old 31. Yeah. And I remember Frank Robinson saying he was eating dinner that night, and he couldn't even finish his dinner when he heard that he was traded to the Orioles for Milt Pappas and Dick Simpson and Jack Balchin.
Very good, Marty.
Yeah, very good. And, of course, he went to the Orioles and won the Triple Crown, and they beat the Dodgers, swept them in the World Series, which was amazing anyway. But but he had such motivation, that year, and he won the Triple Crown. And he can handle himself with anybody except Eddie Matthews. Eddie Matthews decked him.
He's a bad boy, Eddie Matthews.
Eddie Matthews decked him.
Even worse after a couple drinks.
Yeah, that's right. I was telling Pecan about that.
And Frank, a Giants manager with great distinction, too.
Great,
I mean,
great baseball man.
Yeah.
Great career. He's still in the game. And he said something I remember telling Pat this morning. He went 3-for-5, and the writers afterwards said, "Hey, you went 3-for-5," and he said, "I'm supposed to do that. That's my job." And it stuck with me my whole life.
Yes.
Through law, through being a lawyer, law school, the whole thing. You're supposed to do it. You're supposed to work hard. Now, it's nice to get a pat on the back or get a ring if they appreciate you and, you know, for everything that you've done. But you're supposed to. That's the way life works. And that's what he taught me. And Frank Robinson taught me that life lesson. You're supposed to perform and do it right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think no matter what profession you're in, you know, you do a great job. Maybe somebody says you did, maybe you didn't, but you know that's what you were supposed to do.
You're supposed to, and that's what he said. Hey, I went 3-5. That's what I was supposed to do. Jim Tomei, Hall of Famer, I don't know. Is there any doubt about that?
I guess there isn't, but I'll tell you this. My judgment has always been how I viewed the guys at the time while they were playing, watching BP, watching games, you know, and just... He never struck me as a Hall of Famer. That's certainly not a rip on a guy. I mean, that's at all. The guy's a hell of a player. Look at the numbers. I don't think you can deny those numbers. I'm just saying he didn't strike me as one of those guys, one of those really as an all-around ball player. But I'm sure he'll get in, and, you know, good for him.
Yeah, the walks. And, of course, over 600 home runs. And I understand. I understand what you mean. It's not Ken Griffey Jr. Right. It's not the kid. You know, he didn't have a nickname.
Yeah, but there were 600 homers, you know. Geez, I mean, Sosa should be in too. And look at nobody remembers his numbers. He's looked at like some kind of bum now.
All right, kind of a freak with all the changing of his skin, and it's just a very strange guy. Here's one I didn't realize: that Albert Bell, again, just a really kind of a strange guy, very angry, hell of a player for about a 4-year run. I didn't realize it, and I think it was '94. He's the only player ever to achieve 50 homers and 50 doubles in the same season.
50-50.
Oh, yeah, he was tremendous. The whole team.
You just didn't want to be around him for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, Barry Bonds played angry his whole career, and I think it fueled him, but with Bell, it was a tough hang to play that angry.
No, he would do stuff that was very disruptive.
Well, didn't he hit a trick-or-treater in the chest with a baseball once?
Perhaps. Perhaps that happened.
Stick that with your candy corn.
Yeah, the kid deserved it.
Out of LSU, but let me tell you,
a feared hitter. Yeah.
Barry, I like the Giants do anything they don't do. They do the Wall of Fame. They don't really do a Hall. They retire. Numbers.
Yeah, there's stuff all over this park, though.
Yeah,
I mean, just you pull into the left field, do a lot, there's all the gold glovers are up on the wall.
That's right.
It's the great thing.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Do they need a Hall of Fame, though? A Giants Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Wall of Fame.
They got
Fame.
It. Yeah, they
whatever.
Got it.
The
just
Wall
a different
Fame.
Name.
I actually like Wall of Fame better because to me there's only should only be one baseball Hall of Fame, and that's Cooperstown.
Okay.
You know, the Reds have their Hall of Fame, and Pete Rose got in, whatever, but I'm fine without calling it an actual hall.
All right.
Since you guys mentioned Cooperstown, Bruce, I haven't got to speak to you about it since last Sunday. I get home, and I watch a replay, and here's Mike Piazza, and he's telling a story, and Tommy Lasorda's influence, and the cameras pan to Tommy up on the stage. He was going to sleep.
Well, he is 88 years old.
He was supposed to be. He was supposed to be wiping away tears, right?
Instead, he was wiping away marinara and taking a nap. Unbelievable moment.
He may have had a big lunch.
Oh God. I don't know even what to say about that. Yeah. I'm amazed that Tommy's still around.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, he has a massive pasta dinner every night. But he's a beauty. I love the guy.
Well, that's not the only thing that is entertaining him in L.A., and God bless him for it, you know?
Very good. Matt Cain today, Bruce, what do you expect from him?
Geez, who knows? I was hearing you guys a little earlier. It's kind of stunning to think that he doesn't have a winning record in the bigs. I mean, I know he pitched in bad luck a lot, and he's been hurt, but this is Matt Cain. You look at his postseason record. It's one of the best in history. And it just was a little bit surprising, but you know he can do it. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with the arm. It's the same old thing.
It's in there.
It's his biggest start until the next one. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say there.
Jorge De La Rosa won his 100th yesterday. Matt Cain hasn't won it yet.
Well, that
gives
something
you some
really
perspective.
Wrong there. Yeah.
That ain't right. No.
All right. Well, enjoy the game today.
I sure will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's hear for Bruce Jenkins. Yeah. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure talking ball with you. Boy, we got next weekend, Bruce, we'll be talking to him. He won't be in Washington, neither will I, but the team will.